Okay, here's Tacticat again. And my loser self is going to be cranking out another questionnaire because I just want to get these done. let's see here. This one is it's the mixer questionnaire. I'm going to go ahead and just kind of read these, and if I feel like answering it, I will. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? Oh, pegging. Didn't think I was ever going to want to do that to somebody, but I have now very much out loud said, oh, he's adorable. I want to fuck him in the ass. Do you like the sound of your own voice? No, not in the least. I find myself as irritating as my brother does. What kind of audio is your favorite? Anything that's got growly sounds or anything that's got like close-up talking or anything that's like remotely intimate or threatening for some reason. Those are my favorites. You have a Gone Wild audio crush. Yes, and I'm not saying it again. I've already said it enough, and I find it very strange that I do because I feel like I shouldn't. I'm one of those people who just feels like I'm an annoying human being and shouldn't say it. So, yes, I actually have two of them that I consider my Gone Wild crushes. Fuck it. You know what? They're the ones a lot of people either have. It's Bourbon. Oh, Bourbon. He was my intro into this stuff, and I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of him. And Ever Distant Utopia, because holy sweet mother of Jesus. Something about him. I can't really put my finger on it. Something about him being nerdy and having that, like, being able to do the dominant thing, but also being total subby little pussy at the same time. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing at all, because I've discovered that I really like that, and I shouldn't, but I do. Let's see. Would you have sex while a porno was playing? I have. Many times. Many times I've had sex while a porn is playing. Why would you not? If you're watching porn with somebody, why would you not? What's your most embarrassing or funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? Oh. Just the fact that I had sex in a practice room for band, that's embarrassing enough as it is. Yes, I was a band nerd. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I'd rather watch others because I feel like I'm, like, for some reason, like, doing something very unfair to people to make them have to see me. I really make myself out to look awful, but I don't. I promise. I don't look that bad. I'd rather look at other people than have to have them look at me. I don't know. I like watching other people. I like looking at other people. It's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off. Oh boy. I don't remember. Crud. What's the fastest way to get you to come? Oh, really intense rabbit vibrator. Like having something inside and outside simultaneously and having it going like as hard and fast as possible. Like, yeah, that's the fastest way to do it. And I have to be like, but like, you really got to have me like already into wanting to have the sex. And then all of a sudden it's like not even 5 minutes. And I'm like screaming. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Too much muscle, which sounds weird. I mean, like, not like bulky people, because I like people who have like big muscle, but like too much definition. That's what it is. People who are too cut are weird to me. And people who are absolute airheaded douchebags. Oh, good sweet Jesus. I cannot deal with people who are that stupid. Cannot deal with stupid people. I'm already dumb enough as it is. I don't need somebody else that's going to be, like, even worse than me, because I don't understand how they can function enough to walk at that point. Um, favorite place to come or have someone come on you. My stomach, I don't know what it is. I like being completely, basically, like, slimed on my stomach. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Okay. Well, it depends on my mood because it'll go anywhere between Ninja Sex Party. I can ride someone into the night to the song Road Trip. I don't know why, but I can. Or Alestorm. Anything by Alestorm. Scottish pirate metal. Oh, or Oomph and Rammstein. German tech metal. Yeah, that's my thing. Yeah, those are my. I can't. I have such weird taste in music, and I can fuck to any of it. I can also have sex to Bloodhound Gang and Rob Zombie, but my preference, the one I usually do, is Ninja Sex Party because it makes me giggle at the same time, and something about giggling makes my orgasm faster and better. Do you think love equals sex? No, not in the least. No. No. Okay, I've had detached sex plenty of times, and there have been plenty of times where I have felt love for somebody and not had sex with them. Both together is the best thing in the world, but it doesn't always happen that way, and that's okay. It's not a big deal. What do you prefer to be called or say? I like saying daddy, and I like being called baby girl, good girl, and slut. More of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent. I'm a moaner and a screamer at this point. It used to be that I was silent, and now I can't be, and I don't know why. What was the worst time you've been turned on? Like, timing-wise, I would have to say. This happens a lot, but anytime that I'm around my family. Anytime I'm around my family, and I've had people that I've been with who just. They enjoy fucking with me, apparently, and like trying to fuck with me while I'm around my parents or something, and it's weird. It's weird. What's most extreme fetish? Pegging. The idea of pegging a guy just seems fun. I've had my finger in a guy's ass before, and I did enjoy doing that. But just the idea of like really going on a guy and really dominating him, something about, I don't know. Down with the patriarchy? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm weird. Do you think hair pulling is sexy? Yes, I do, and I love it. Do you enjoy bondage? Depends on if you're using something that's comfortable. Yes. Are you into playing with hot wax? No! No! I have done that before. No. Do you ever kiss someone of the same sex? I have. Have you ever been with someone older than you? Well, my significant other's 6 months older than me. Before him, I was also with a 30-year-old when I was 24 and a 27-year-old when I was 24. There was a time where my SO and I like split up and yeah. Yeah, so I've been with people older than me. I would gladly go for I mean, come on. I'm big into Dan Avidan slash Danny Sexbang, so and he's literally 10 years older than me, so yeah, I would. You ever tried anal? Yes, do it all the time. You ever tried double penetration? Not with two people, but I have had my SO in my ass while I've had a dildo in my vagina, so yeah. In that way. Have you ever had sex in public? In the sense that like it was in front of people, no, but in the sense of it was a public place, like public restroom, public park, parking lot, yes, I have. Also in my first apartment, I had sex hanging out the window, and my window faced right out into the street. There was nothing blocking it. Do you like being handled roughly? Yes. Are you very verbal in bed? Yes. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? I do like receiving pain and I like giving it. I like scratching and I love slapping the shit out of somebody. It's favorite item for spanking. I actually have a faux leather cat o' nine tails whip and it feels really good. It has just enough sting to it. Worst porn you ever watched? Oh, for the love of aching Jesus. It was a hentai. It was a hentai. Of course it was. Of course it was a hentai. It was a hentai. And something about them fighting, and all of a sudden the girl jumps up, flips, and just lands spread eagle, and the guy's head goes in her vagina. I don't under. Had she like helicoptered after that? I have no idea what was going on. It's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of. Not really. It's a tie between incest and bestiality for me. Not okay with either of them. Really not okay with either of them. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I would be jacking it all day because having a penis. I just want to know what it's. I'm curious to know what it's like to have a penis, but I don't want to. I'm not transgendered, so I don't want to switch. But like the idea of having a penis for a day and getting to know what it's like to have the penis and going out and trying my best because I suck at flirting, trying my best to hook up with somebody so I know what it's like to fuck somebody and get that whole perspective. Yeah, everything that I would do with the as the opposite sex would be sex. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I'd just make art and be on YouTube all day. I would be so useless. I'd be probably. I wouldn't say I'd be at the gym. I do enjoy the gym, but I'd only go like 2 or 3 times a week. Probably just do a bunch of graphic art, paint. And it's weird. I'm more aurally stimulated, but I am visual with my craft and my interests. I don't know. I'd be a masturbating, useless, YouTube-addicted artist, which, oh, look, I already am. I just have a job on top of it. Do you have any scars? Yeah, and I'm not really going to go into that. Not because it's traumatic, but because I don't. I prefer people not to think about that. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? It's actually funny because it's a shout out to somebody on GWA backstage that welcomed me on my verification, but cuckoo bananas. I kid you not, cuckoo bananas is something that I say all the time. That or horseshit. Cuckoo bananas and horseshit are the ones that I use all the time. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Fucking yesterday. No, not yesterday. Earlier today. When I'm not listening to Gone Wild audios. I actually watch a lot of what I've done recently is I've really gotten into watching Whose Line Is It Anyway? Like the old ones from when I was a child. Dating myself here, but the old ones from when I was a child on YouTube. And earlier today, I was in the middle of trying to remove caulking off of a tile wall, and this isn't my normal job. It's just something that's happening right now with my job. But yeah, removing caulking off of a wall, and literally, I started laughing so hard I was doubled over and almost smacked my head on the countertop that I was next to. So yeah, it was good. I was in pain, but in good pain. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? Oh, I gotta go get my computer charger after this. Real or not? I feel like it'd be extremely egotistical of anybody to say aliens don't exist. With as vast as our as the universe is, there's no freaking way that this is the only planet that has life on it. And ghosts, yeah, I do. But mostly because I'm either completely schizophrenic or I've seen and heard some serious shit and felt some serious shit, and I can't. When you get after a certain amount of experience, you can't really deny something. So I'm either completely cuckoo bananas, batshit insane, which could possibly be the case, or they have been ghost trailing me for years. But yeah, those are the questions I decided to answer on this one. I hope that this was enjoyable. I don't know. I feel like a remarkably boring individual sometimes. But yeah, I hope that you guys enjoyed this. Thanks for listening. Bye.